Blog Talk Radio.
Right, and the issue was the spontaneity of it, because I would think of it like, oh, we're going to do these protests on the 11th all over the place. Maybe it was planned,
well,
the protest.
Except they weren't doing the protests on the 11th. They were doing them on previous days.
Okay, but what were these protests over? They were over the video, right?
They were supposedly over the video.
But I'm saying, were they about something, right? I mean, so it looked like...
No, the protests were a false flag.
Well, no, what they were was – I mean, what do you mean they were a false flag?
No one was pissed off about the video. The protests were orchestrated in order to facilitate the attacks.
Okay, so the protests were orchestrated as to create a cover for the attacks, like on some level.
A cover isn't a term that I would use, but I understand what you're saying, yeah.
I mean, they basically distract people, you know, from looking at other things. They see all these protests, and all of a sudden they can kind of do their terrorist attack, and it looks like it came out of the protest. So, I mean,
I would say that that's essentially correct, but I would also add that our intel basically said the actual protests themselves had nothing to do with it. These aren't attacks that were born of protests gone amok. These are
right,
attacks.
And it's kind of a ridiculous notion that they would, but you're right. No one's going to be able to take out even an outpost with what you would have available to you.
They had
doing a protest.
They had fucking rocket propelled grenades.
Right, right.
These were not like guys carrying signs and burning American flags and chanting Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, and carrying sticks and bats and clubs.
Serious dudes. I mean, I'm sure they recruited many of the guys who were like just professional sign carriers and whatever. That's not even an issue. But the guys who did the attacks is like, what, all of a sudden they just like appear and they've got fucking rocket launchers?
What's fucked up is that I don't believe that Obama would have. I think his spinners in the White House fucked it up, because even if he said, yes, this was a terrorist attack, I don't think he would lose the election over it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think that he may not have been properly briefed.
Yeah, but the point, what I'm saying is that
Obama's not the intel guy. He's not the head of the CIA. He only gets what is filtered to him through his staff.
Now the idea that they're charging also is that he was given the option of saving Stevens, and he chose not to.
I think that's actually the blame is laid on Hillary Clinton for that one, is it not?
Yeah. Well, so is that a fact that
we don't know. That's why there's going to be another investigative committee this time in the House.
But aren't they more concerned about the talking points than than the act?
Yes, I mean, because the Senate investigative committee already determined, yes, this was a grotesque fuck up and it was mismanaged.
Now I heard that I was on C-SPAN. I was listening to one of the hearings, and there was a guy that was the second in command. He was in Tripoli, and he got during there was some protests, and he called over to Stevens, and he says, everything okay over there? And Stevens
said, no, we're okay.
Yeah, and then. He said, I went to watch my favorite shows, and I noticed that I missed two calls from Chris Stevens. So it looks like that's where the chain kind of broke. He probably was asking for help, and it maybe have been too late. I mean, don't you think Hillary could say something like that?
I don't think that that's going to be her focus, and I don't even think that she may have to answer that many questions.
Do you think that Democrats will participate in this thing?
Yes.
Okay. And do, but, and do you think they'll try to impeach Obama over it?
Well, the thing is, they'll look very bad if they don't. If this isn't a case where they could spin it anti-Republican to the vast majority of people. They'd be spinning to the choir, and they know that. They're going to have to. They're going to do it, and they're going to do it on the Republicans' terms, which are unequal seating, because
right.
it's as Representative Gowdy points out, it's a Republican House, and they didn't have like equal representation on the Senate committee because well, it's a Democratic controlled Senate, so. It's an extension, if you will, of the Senate investigation. It's like what went down, not so much in as the prelude to all of this, what went down in the aftermath, and is there any blame? Whose blame is it, who can the blame be laid on? Is it one person? Is it five people? Is it everyone? Is it just a series of like weird things that fucking happened?
But aren't we talking about just incompetence here, is incompetence really prosecutable in any way?
We're talking about incompetence, but then we're talking about covering up the incompetence. That's
right.
The issue.
Right.
I don't know if there's going to be any. I don't think anyone's going to seek to prosecute anyone. I actually don't think, even though this is election year politics, obviously, I don't think anyone's going to be prosecuted for it. For one thing, it could be too polarizing and it can backfire. But
don't you think?
Go ahead.
No, I just want to say about the talk. This idea that they emphasized that it was a spontaneous attack, and the idea that it was just clearly known that it wasn't, and therefore that was a lie. So they lied about it. But like you know, the governments lie to you all the time. I mean, is that really that
I don't know
big
if
of
that,
a deal?
I don't know if that's really a good defense.
No, but my point is that
we lie all the time. Ignore this.
If they spun it a certain way, look, they're on the world stage. They want to spin it this way. Maybe they want to make the terrorists think that they know that they don't think that they exist. I don't know. But
no, it's too late for that. I think that these could have been legitimate spins early on. I don't
right.
think that you. I don't think you can backwalk and re-spin it at this point.
But okay. But my feeling is that you are in an election year, okay, and so your political people tell Susan Rice to just say that it was a spontaneous attack. Don't tell them it was a terrorist attack. Fine. What was violated here? That's what I want to know. Is it just the public trust? I mean. Who was she under oath? No. So I just don't get it.
No, she was not under oath. I don't think it's about that. I think it's more a violation of the public trust. It's making something that not only is not what it was said to be, it's like if you actually look past the immediate surface, it's clearly not what it was said to be.
But that's the question is like, at this point, they basically got one over on you, and like because they didn't want to get some shit for it on the election, and it worked actually because Romney got fucked up in that debate.
I think they were wrong, and it wouldn't have been a factor in the election.
You're right, it wouldn't. But the point is that they got through it, and even though it was a major, major issue actually. And I think that they kind of messed it up more for themselves than they needed to. But it definitely, like, Romney's little fuck-up during that debate where he accepted the reporter confirming that Obama had called it a terror attack, that was kind of a major moment. And I guess they just – CNN helped Obama there.
Unintentionally. CNN is no friend of Obama these days.
Yeah, it's on Jake Tapper there. But I just think that I just don't understand, like, is it – I mean, what is – is the motivation to just go after Hillary, weaken her? I mean,
motivation is to just maintain a relentless series of attacks on the Democratic Party, period. It's an election year. It's not to
okay,
go after.
Okay, so you acknowledge the Machiavellian purposes of this investigation. It's not necessarily a truth-seeking affair here.
Well, that's part of it, too. But if this were like if
but don't we know
like,
what happened? I mean, we know what happened, okay?
We
they
know
lied
the time,
about
– We know the timeline, yeah. In fact, the timeline is like the discredited CBS report. It's like that guy just – the only thing his testimony was good for was to confirm the timeline that we already had.
Well, he was a perfect – I mean, he looked like somebody that was set up to – to me, it looked like a psyops thing going on there.
Well, no, this is most likely what happened. Just anyone who's ever like worked as a contractor knows that there's two stories that you give, and he gave two stories, and obviously one of them is more false than the other. And I would say that one of them was disinformation, like deliberate disinformation. What's the guy's name? Dylan Davies, which isn't even his real name. But if you actually look at the events, his having contradicted himself in some of the point in terms of his whereabouts doesn't contradict the timeline established, and that's all that his testimony matters.
It kind of just reminded me of what happened when Dan Rather got a hold of those phony papers for the AWOL stuff of George Bush. To me, it looked like Karl Rove sent those things to him. But
I don't think that Dylan Davies was set up. Are you saying that the CBS reporter was set up?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
And
oddly enough, Dan Rather worked for CBS at the time of his setup.
I just think it kind of helps out people who want to debunk the whole Benghazi thing because they're just like, look, they're just coming out with these clowns and, you know, I just...
Yeah, except if you actually examine what was said and what was already established and what's subsequently been established, it doesn't debunk it.
Right.
It doesn't really support anything because you kind of have to mentally impeach his testimony.
But Krauthammer has brought up the point that the way they've gone about attacking Obama on Benghazi has fucked up, and now people don't care. It's like it's too late. Like they didn't really make a big stink about it. They kind of shut up about it for a while.
I think Hammer's wrong on this one. I think Charles is wrong on this one.
So you think this will have resonance in the election?
I think it will have some resonance in the election. It's not going to make or break the election either way. It's just a distracting tool. It's the same thing as the Democrats chanting on income inequality. It's the tool. It's nothing more. It's not like no one's expecting to impeach Barack Obama out of this or to tie him up. Or to put Hillary Clinton in front of a firing squad. No one actually thinks that any of these things is going to happen.
But you think that she was incompetent and or she was derelict in her duty?
I don't know about derelict. I think that there was monumental incompetence and it occurred on her watch. I wasn't her, so I can't say that she performed personally incompetently.
Do you think she would make a decent president?
Yeah, probably.
Do you hate Hillary, though? Do you kind of hate her?
I hate her. No, not at all. You know, I'm not a huge fan or anything, but I don't hate her.
Okay.
I think she was an okay senator.
Yeah, but she's no Bill Clinton. Let's put it like that.
No Bill Clinton. That's for sure.
Could you see Bill Clinton screaming, what difference does it make?
What?
Could you see Bill Clinton screaming, what difference does it make, angrily, in a million years?
Someone else pointed that out earlier. I think it might have been Charles Krauthammer who said, "Can you imagine Bill Clinton doing that? Come on." And I think
never.
He was talking, yeah, never, never. No, I think he was talking like subtly about the differences between men and women running for public office. But I think that went over a lot of people's heads.
Oh God, I that was such a mistake for her. But anyway, so we'll wrap it up here. But I just wanted to let you let everyone know that we're going to come back, I guess, in a couple weeks, so 2 weeks from now, if you can do that. And before you go, have you seen anything on the big screen and the small screen that you want to recommend?
Well, the small screen lately, I've been following The Following, which just ended its second season, and which gets a I didn't realize this until I read the analysis of the season finale. I didn't realize that there were so many people who actually hated that show. I think it's, you know, it's no Breaking Bad, but it's a pretty well crafted, although somewhat bizarrely anti-formulaic show. It's so anti-formulaic that you can actually see the formula. And I've been watching that. Like, I had picked up the first season on Netflix, and my girlfriend and I watched the first season, and then we started watching the second season. And it is kind of like a pop written show, but it's very well done, and it's compelling. You kind of have to watch it. I watched the one premiere episode, which is, I guess it's the pilot, which is not the premiere episode. Are we off?
No.
We're good. Go ahead.
Of Penny Dreadful, which is a Showtime show. It's pretty interesting.
Sorry, man. So I get some music playing out of my computer here. No. When I started watching that, and I found it really good. I mean, I don't know what people's problems are with the show.
The Following or Penny Dreadful?
The Following. Yeah, and Penny Dreadful was a movie, wasn't it?
No. Sounds like something Burton would make, though, right?
Well, I've seen a trailer for like an indie movie called Penny Dreadful, but and it was made like in 2006 or something. But they have a series now, and you've been you think it's good. Do you like American Haunting?
You mean American Horror Story?
I mean Horror Story.
Yeah, the first season kind of disappointed me in the last episode, but the second season was pretty badass. And it's bizarre. I pay like 200 and God whatever for cable every month, and I don't. I watch things like in repeat on Netflix. I rarely get a chance to actually watch these things while they're happening. I think we actually did watch the second season of American Horror Story on real cable, though. And I think it's a well-crafted show. It's got its own little formula, but it's pretty good. It's a pretty good formula.
Yeah. And in terms of movies, I mean, is there anything out there that you want to see or that you have seen?
I don't usually go to see first runs in the movie theaters anymore unless there's something really, really compelling, like the last
movie. You see Wolf of Wall Street yet?
I haven't seen Wolf of Wall Street, which I think is I think that's about ready for DVD release.
It is. It's out. You got to see that, man. That's a great movie.
I've heard that Winter Soldier is very good.
Yes, and American Hustle I liked. If you ever want to check that, I think it's very.
American Hustle's out on I think on demand by now.
Yeah. Well, no. So is Wolf of Wall Street, and it's definitely worth owning and just watching it over and over like Goodfellas. It's one of those movies. But we'll be back in a couple weeks talking more stuff. Sorry to hold you for so long, but you had some good stuff to say, so I appreciate it. And we'll get these other piece up. This is Zorg, Planet Zorg. And you can go to the Facebook page, just type in Planet Zorg and put your comments there. Zorg, thanks a lot, man.
My pleasure. Like us, share us, whatever. Okay, bye, everyone.
Yeah, and we're on iTunes, too, so you can get subscribed there. Thanks, everyone, and we will be back in a couple weeks on Planet Zorg. Take care, man.
Vince agreed to let me go do things outside of wrestling, and I had the chance to spend some time with him. He invited me to come to his place, and they're all there. Vince is there, and Pat Patterson, I don't know who else was there. And Vince said they've got ulterior motives, and then he went and got Jerry Briscoe. We went in the shower, and he proceeded to have Jerry Briscoe from the backside. He was a real hard worker, just a grunty style, like he was grunt. So I was interested to get involved, and I told him what I wanted to do, you know, have people put around me that could direct me effectively so I could go on and be successful at it and stuff. There were plenty of guys there, and it just grew. So we both let one another F it. And they were congratulating me, saying, man, that was awesome. This is really great. And late that night, Linda came into the picture. And I said, this is a natural, you know. I've just never been into any of that stuff. You know, women and, you know, all that stuff and everything. That doesn't work for me. I almost fell on my knees and just started throwing up right there. And then something told me to come. And he said, don't come. You don't need to come. And I said, what do you mean, don't come? It's what I wanted to do. And I didn't push it in their face. And he said, okay. It was unbelievable. It was a shoot. And I had incredible discipline. And it was magic. Next morning, about 11:45, Vince eventually stepped in. And he couldn't even walk right. He stepped in and said, I'm not doing this anymore. We're not doing this stuff. And I was really surprised that he did that. Like he just wanted to keep going from one thing to the next, as long as somebody would stick it out. I mean, he had an addiction problem. And, you know, I would have expected more.
Money for nothing.